Ryan Shumpert joining us today, Rocky Top Insider, and we are continuing our men's college basketball preview of the 68 teams from last year's NCAA tournaments. And Ryan, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Obviously, another successful year for Tennessee last year. You know, when it comes to Rick Barnes, that's kind of what you expect year to year. I do know that, you know, they had some major expectations going into last year. Just kind of, you know, take us through that year, assess kind of what you saw and what you covered and kind of, you know, how things kind of went from your perspective.
For sure. There were high expectations and, you know, it kind of in some ways felt like the end of one run or one era, because you had guys like Zakiya Ziegler and Jemai Meshack, who you knew were entering their senior years in their last year of college basketball, and two guys that had been huge parts of the program. But there were also a lot of questions because Tennessee had lost Dalton Knecht and how good the SEC player of the year had been the year prior. So there were high expectations, but also some question marks on last year's team. And certainly they started extremely fast, undefeated in non-conference play, climbed all the way to number one in the country in the AP poll in December, went through some rough patches really early in SEC play. January was not overly kind to them, but it felt like they found their footing and found some consistency in late February and into March, and obviously made another deep run in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, able to get to the Elite Eight there and just not quite to the Final Four. So now that we have turned the page on what you alluded to, that era there with Zakiya Ziegler kind of being, you know, one of the big faces of that, what does this new era kind of look like? Who are some of the names to know when it comes to this year's Vols team?
Yeah, it's a lot of, you know, sort of a one-year type pivot with a lot of guys now. Tennessee, along with Duke, was one of, I believe, just two Power 5 programs that returned every player that they could have, scholarship player that they could have on the roster. So there is some stability, mostly in the front court. Felix Okparo was the starting center. He's back. Cade Phillips was a guy that played a ton of minutes in the front court. He's back. And then JP Estrella, who would have been a big part of last year's team but suffered a foot injury and had surgery in November, is also back. So those guys are kind of the stabilizers, the culture guys. But a lot of the big name, big faces are newcomers. Jacoby Gillespie from Maryland. He's an East Tennessee native, started his career at Belmont in the mid-state before going to Maryland, was an all Big Ten point guard a year ago. I think he's going to be the best player on the team this season. And then Nate Amint is a big time name that most people know about, top five recruit nationally, projected to go in the lottery of the NBA draft next year. So those are kind of the headliners. Those are the big names that are going to be the ones you're going to see up on the graphics or seeing a lot of highlights of when people are talking Tennessee basketball on ESPN this year. And then certainly that front court Tennessee thinks is going to be pretty strong too.
Yeah, when it comes to that freshman class, you mentioned Amint. It is a clear top three. You know, you got Darren Peterson, Boozer, and DeBonsa, of course, those being the top three guys that, one way or the other, I think Peterson's maybe the clear one right now. But then a lot of people are saying four is clear as well with Amint. I guess tell us a little bit about him and kind of, you know, what has people kind of excited about with him.
Yeah, he's, you know, I've covered Tennessee basketball for about 5 years now, and I haven't seen a player that Rick Barnes wanted more than Nate Amint. And I think, one, just on the surface level, why people are so high on him long term, you're talking about a 6'9", 6'10 guy with long arms that has a guard skill set, plays on the perimeter, can handle the basketball, score from all three levels. And that's why people, you know, both at Tennessee and everybody that's watched him and projects to the next level thinks he can be a great player, and probably his best basketball is ahead of him. Tennessee specifically, you know, they really like his ability to make the right play, his ability to pass and not force the issue. They like how coachable he's been. Talking to some people on the recruiting scene more, that they have said that they think he's perhaps the best defender in that high school class. So a lot of things that outside of scoring, because I think scoring is what is going to be, you know, kind of his money maker at the next level, and why his ceiling is so high because of so many different things he can do. But Tennessee feels like he is ready to do a lot of different things that affect winning other than just scoring.
Well, you mentioned 6'9", 6'10", guard skills, can shoot. I mean, basically a former guy that Coach Barnes coached in Texas, huh, Kevin Durant?
Yeah, that is the natural comparison everybody wants to make, and you know it's hard. You want to obviously pump the brakes. Those are such high expectations, but his skill set is so unique that is kind of the natural guy to compare him to. So it'll be interesting to see how they use him in the half court and how to use him on the offensive end. And while I don't expect his production to look like Kevin Durant's did in his 1 year in college, I think you might see Rick Barnes ask him to do a lot of the same stuff that he asked Durant to do a couple decades ago.
When it comes to a Coach Barnes team, you're generally going to see a gritty, a tough, a strong defensive squad. I mean, is that what it kind of looks like? And generally, point of attack guys that can that can stop off the dribble stuff. Is that what you kind of expect to see, regardless of who is on the roster?
For sure. I think the point of attack stuff is probably the biggest question from the defensive standpoint because, Gillespie's a solid defender, but not an elite one. And you just, frankly, lose probably the two best, or at least two of the best on-ball defenders in the country, and Ziegler and Mayshak. So there's going to be a step back there, but the expectation remains super high there. Rick Barnes is going to hold him to a high standard. And when you just talk about the overall length and size and physicality that Tennessee should have on the defensive end, all that stuff should be like it's been a lot recently, and probably better than it was last year. But how it has been, each of the last 4 or 5 years when Tennessee's finished the year with a top five defense in KenPom.
Yeah, two consecutive Elite Eight appearances there for Tennessee, as they have just come up short the last couple of years in terms of trying to get to their first Final Four. When it comes to I guess defining success for this year's team, Ryan, what do you think that looks like?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think for the program, the internal expectations are to get over the hump, to get to the Final Four. That's their goal. That's what they're setting their sights on. Obviously, I'm hesitant to be a guy to say, it's not a good season if you don't make the Final Four, especially at a place like Tennessee. Looking at the roster, I think it's a team that's going to get to the second weekend, or is good enough to get to the second weekend again, just from a talent standpoint. And certainly is capable of making a Final Four. The last 2 years, the breaks really haven't gone well for them. They've had to play, one seed Houston, one seed Purdue in the Elite Eight, three seeds in the Sweet 16. So I think it's to me, successful years to get back to the second weekend, and then you kind of see where things bounce, how the bracket unfolds, and give yourself a chance to make that first Final Four in program history.
Ryan Shumpert again, Rocky Top Insider, talking Tennessee men's basketball and our latest college basketball preview. Ryan, thanks a lot for the time again. We really appreciate it, and enjoy the season, all right?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You guys do the same.